This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Ministry today said that India has urged the Chinese side to ensure that the interests of downstream states of the Brahmaputra are not harmed by activities in upstream areas. Replying to a query on hydropower project on the Yarlung Tsangpo River in the Tibet Autonomous Region of China, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that as lower riparian state with established user rights to the waters of the river, New Delhi has reiterated its concerns. He stated that India has consistently expressed its views and concerns to the Chinese side over mega projects on rivers in the territory through expert level as well as diplomatic channels. He added that government will continue to monitor and take necessary measures to protect India's interests. A delegation-level talk was held between the Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Maldives Abdullah Khalil in New Delhi today. During his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar said both the countries increased engagements in various sectors. He reiterated that India always stood with Maldives and the country has facilitated the exports of essential commodities to Maldives. India has extended humanitarian assistance to Bolivia to support tackling of forest fires. In a social media post, Minister of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the consignment consisting of firefighting gears, first aid kit, medicines and other utilities has departed for Bolivia. Overall, 16 tons of firefighting equipment and related relief material will be sent. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched a scathing attack on the Aam Aadmi Party government in Delhi, accusing it of pushing the city into disaster during its decade-long rule. Mr. Modi used the term Sheesh Mahal to hit out at AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal for allegedly spending huge amount on luxurious facilities at his residence as chief minister. The Prime Minister said he could have built a Sheesh Mahal for himself but prioritised housing for the poor. Mr. Modi stated this while inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 4,500 crore rupees in Delhi. Extending New Year greetings, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that 2025 will be a year of immense opportunities for India's development, propelling the nation towards its goal of becoming the world's third largest economy. The Vande Bharat sleeper train has achieved a peak speed of 180 km per hour in its multiple trials in the last 3 days. The trials will continue till this month. These Vande Bharat sleeper trains are designed with features like automatic doors, ultra-comfortable berths, onboard Wi-Fi and an aircraft-like design. Home Minister Amit Shah today emphasized achieving the goal of 100% renewable energy generation through solar panels and windmills in Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Lakshadweep. Chairing the 7th meeting of the Island Development Agency in New Delhi, Mr. Shah reviewed the progress of ongoing development initiatives of these regions. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav launched several projects for Assam from Guwahati today. On the occasion, the Union Minister flagged off 3 trains, Guwahati New Lakhimpur Jan Shatabdi Express, New Bongaigaon Guwahati Passenger Train and Tinsukia Naharlagun Express and dedicated a road over bridge. Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting and Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, virtually launched the National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology, deemed to be university at Roper in Punjab from Guwahati today. The minister informed that this milestone establishes NIELIT as the first and only MEITY organization to achieve deemed to be university status. At least 30 people, including children, were killed in Gaza by Israeli strikes overnight and into this morning. Staff at the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital said more than a dozen women and children were killed in strikes that hit various places in central Gaza. Dozens of people were also killed across the enclave the previous day, bringing the total of people killed in the past 24 hours to 56. The trophies and mascots for the inaugural Khokho World Cup to be held in India were unveiled in New Delhi today. The tournament scheduled from January 13 to 19th will feature 21 men's teams and 20 women's teams from 24 countries. The men's championship trophy is blue, symbolizing trust and determination, while the women's trophy is green, representing growth and vitality. And that is the end of this news bulletin.